Let me give you just a couple of headlines. Number one, President Biden releases 118,000 border crossers into the U.S. just in the month of April. People are pushing back on the claims that from Secretary Mayorkas that illegal immigrants will be deployed promptly. Border Patrol using parole exemptions to allow thousands of illegals into the U.S., according to a report. So these are just some of the headlines. The concerns are there. We understand that Monday is the end of Title 42 unless a federal judge intervenes. So to talk about preparedness and what happens next, joining us right now is the president of the National Border Patrol Council, Brandon Judd. Brandon, let's start with preparedness. How prepared are your people for what is going to happen when Title 42 or if Title 42 expires? Are you prepared?
From an enforcement standpoint, absolutely not. There's nothing that you can do to deal with 18,000 illegal border crossers. From a standpoint of just releasing people into the United States, yeah, that's what this administration is geared up for. They've geared up to move people through the process quicker, process them quicker to release them. That can be done, and that's what this administration is going to do. But from an enforcement standpoint, to stop people from crossing the border, to actually effectively enforce our laws, no, we are not prepared. And that, we've got to talk about what Mayorkas said yesterday. We have to look at and break down exactly what he said. He says that they will promptly be removed. Yes, we will promptly put them in deportation proceedings, but all they have to do is claim a fear. And once they claim a fear, they get released into the United States. And that's how they gain the loopholes, our immigration loopholes. All they do, we set them up for a deportation proceeding. They then claim a fear. We then ultimately release them into the United States. And that is the problem that we're facing today. And that's the magnet that draws so many people to cross our borders illegally. And they're going to continue to do it because this administration is not doing anything about it.
You know, I've always asked you questions of more specific things, and I've never asked you to lay out, and maybe you've been asked before, what happens when somebody crosses our border and they ask for asylum and that process begins? What happens to that person? How quickly does it happen to that person before they're turned loose into the United States? And how long are they waiting to get back for hearing dates? Can you just walk us through that process once?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So somebody crosses the border illegally, we respond. We take them into custody. We take them back to the stations. We process them. We put them in. We process them under Title 8 and put them in deportation proceedings. We then turn them over to ICE. They can claim a fear at any point in this process. They can claim a fear the moment we take them into custody. They can claim a fear once we turn them over to ICE. But once they claim a fear, we then have to refer them to a asylum officer that falls under Citizens Immigration Services. And once they claim that fear, we then have to release them because CIS doesn't have enough asylum officers to interview them right there on the spot. So once they make that claim of a fear, we then have to consider that a credible claim. We have to take it at face value, and then we put them in that process. The turnaround time to get these, to release these people, can be anywhere between 24 to 72 hours. So they're out of our custody and into the United States no later than 72 hours after crossing the border illegally. Again, that's why so many people cross. They know that they're going to be rewarded. They know that they're going to reach their ultimate goal, which is to make it into the United States.
So when we hear the number 118,000 in the month of April being released into the U.S., what will that number look like in June and July?
So we apprehended 230. I think it's 239,000, 238,000, 238,000 illegal border crossers last month in the month of April. Once Title 42 goes away, and half of those people were expelled under Title 42, half of them, 118,000, were released. Once Title 42 goes away, that means that the vast majority of that 238,000 people will then be released into the United States. It will almost be 100% of the people that cross the border illegally will be released in the United States. But remember, that 238,000, that number's going to go up exponentially because now there's no fear of getting sent back under Title 42, and everybody knows that they're going to be released. So a lot more people are going to flood our borders.
So let me go back to the process. So once someone is released into the U.S. and given a court date, however many years down the road that is, what happens to them? How far does the federal government transport them? Where do they transport them to? And what happens once they're out of federal custody or out of their, you know, they're not with the federal government anymore?
So there's actually a series of dates that they have to meet. The vast majority of these people will meet their initial dates. They will show up to an asylum officer. They will show up to that date because once the asylum officer determines that they do have a credible fear, which is a very low threshold, that's not a high threshold that they have to meet. Basically, all you have to do is make a claim and you meet that threshold. They'll show up for that because once they get that asylum claim and they're in that asylum process, they can now go and get their work permits, driver's licenses, and everything that's associated and all the benefits that legal people here in the United States or U.S. citizens, they're going to receive all those benefits. So they're going to show up to those initial appearances because they want to maintain that status. It's once they come up to their final hearing where the threshold is very high, where they actually have to prove their claim, that's when they disappear. That's when they stop showing up. And warrants of arrest are then issued for them, but nobody ever goes after them because this administration has determined that the only people that they're going to go after are the violent criminals. So even if you abscond, even if you don't show up to your court appearances, there's no threat that you're ever going to be removed from the United States.
Now, I know I've asked you this before, but the number in the past that I was told was 90%. 90%, ultimately, 90% of asylum claims are denied, which means only 10% of the people that are coming here have legitimate claims of asylum in America. Is that number still statistically true, or is it different?
It is. And it depends on who you talk to. If you talk to Henry Cuellar, he's going to tell you that it's 14%. If you talk to me, my research, my consultants have shown that it's 7%. So it's somewhere right in between there. So even if we split the baby, it would be right around 10%. Only 10% of the people that make an asylum claim actually are found to have a legitimate claim once they present themselves before a judge. That's why these people just don't show up to their court appearances, because they know that they're not going to be able to prove that they have a legitimate claim to be here in the United States.
Brandon, I always appreciate the expertise that you bring to this, and I know it's going to be a very busy time if this federal judge doesn't intervene here. So I would love to have you come back if you have time, if this ends. I'd like to get an update of if how much of what you said is going to happen comes true and get an accurate report.
Absolutely. We'd love to join you.
All right. Thanks. That's Brandon Judd, president of the National Border Patrol Council. This is a desperate time if this federal judge does not intervene. But even with intervention, if Title 42 stays in place, the numbers are crazy of what's happening in the American system. Most Americans don't believe this is the right thing to do, and I think it needs to change.